The critical work of our time is not in grand gestures. It is in what I like to call the small work. The tiny step that requires the most energy because it is the first. All the energy bound up in avoidance, in meaning to, in wishing, fearing, procrastinating. It's more than enough to do the work itself. Once begun, the energy of the work carries us along. To decide, and then to make that leap into the first step, it's the hardest part. The small work is the tiny step to make anything. If it were basketry, it is that of weaving the fiber in and out, yes, but the critical task was even smaller, invisible. First, it was to decide, to finally give space to a longed-for skill, but most crucially, to make the call, to take the time to learn how to do it. To do it now. Studying basketry with a learned neighbor, that's easy. Attending a workshop, the decision's already made. Okay, cleaning a neglected kitchen after a long day of intense learning is not easy. Our supportive roles ought to be repaid richly. Later, a week, 2 weeks, and the baskets sit waiting, not quite finished. You know this moment, how it can stretch on for months and years. There is the small work again. How to start again when every other task in our world is calling us. This is the small work. To make the step even smaller, not finishing a basket, but the tiniest act possible. Before I go off for a nap, I fill the sink with warm water and submerge the fibers in their bath to soften and limber up. When I wake, it is clear what to do. My meditative brain has no argument save that the bed is rather cozy. Then how easy to take small steps that build real things. To settle down with the almost basket. Slip the reed over and under. Do the work. It's a pleasure then. The work of repairing a world in converging crises, it's no different. There are no grand gestures. The courageous action is in deciding to begin, then in beginning each task, then simply to take those tiny steps that flow along with their own energy, to make this small regenerative work a habit, shared across the world, like many, many thousands of weavers and knitters binding and stitching until the world is mended. The critical work of our time is originally written to the letter patrons. Thank you. And this piece begins part 3 of the Journal of Small Work book, which is being composed live and in dialogue with what is happening in the world right now. To get the letters in real time, join Apple Turnover at Patreon. I'm Elisa Rathjay at Apple Turnover. And this is the Journal of Small Work.